Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in wa man sanna sunnatahu wa ihtada bi hadihi ila yawmid din amma ba'du fa a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem bismillahir rahmanir rahim wa ma ubarri nafsi innan nafsa la ammaratun bis-su'i illa ma rahim rabbi inna rabbi ghafurur rahim sadaqallahul azim. My dear and respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So brothers, in continuation of the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in every twist and turn that came in the life of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have said that there's a ibrah. Ibrah means there's a lesson for you to learn. Because my dear brothers and sisters, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the same Allah that is today and the same Allah was there at the time of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. People come in this world and people go, but Allah remains. And Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came, they did their job and they left. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still there. So the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not change for people. The laws remain the same, irrespective of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dealing with. So the turns that came in the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran is time and again mentioning those lessons so that human beings can learn the lessons that are there for their own betterment, for your own betterment. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's story is called Ahsan al-Qasas, or the most beautiful of all stories, because there are so many lessons to be learned. Now before I go ahead with the story, my dear brothers and sisters, I would like to correct myself on one point. Yesterday while explaining a certain ayah, I made a fundamental mistake and I realized it later on. And I felt really bad about it, that I should not have made this mistake, but I need to clarify this so that, you know, when you read Quran, you should be clear. And that is when I was mentioning to you that the ayah, وَدَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَانَ, that two young men entered into the prison. And they went to Yusuf alayhi salam and they narrated their dreams. So in that I mentioned that both of those youngsters, although both of those men saw the same dream. So here I was wrong. No, these two people, they saw different dreams, but together they came to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. By mistake I said that they saw the same dream. No, they came together, but they saw different dreams. One of them saw that, you know, I'm serving liquor, and the other one saw that I'm carrying a loaf of bread on my head and vultures are coming and eating. So I just wanted to make the show that Quran says that these two individuals saw different dreams. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me for making this mistake. And one more thing, my dear brothers and sisters, regarding Quran, among all the sciences of, or the different branches of the knowledge of Islam, the most sensitive is Quran. The most sensitive branch of knowledge in Islam is Quran. Because when you are explaining the meaning of Quran, you are actually narrating the meaning of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine if you say something wrong which Allah did not intend, so it becomes a big sin. Therefore in Quran, you cannot use your own judgment. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one hadith said, the meaning of the hadith is that a person who makes his own opinions regarding certain ayat of Quran, so that person is doing a big sin and he is creating his place in Jahannam. So we have to be very cautious when we are explaining Quran. Anyhow, so I just wanted to make that clear. So now let's move on. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is taken out of prison. Now my dear brothers and sisters, There are two men here. One is the governor of Cairo, and the other person is the king of Egypt. So what happened was that when the governor got Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam out and his wife accepted that she was at fault, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was innocent. So the governor went to the king and he talked about Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, that you know, here is this person so amazing, you should meet him. So the king said, okay, call him. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was invited by the king. Now the king and Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had a long meeting. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam explained how the king could protect his kingdom from famine that is going to inflict his kingdom after 7 years. And then Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam explained it with great details. That meeting was a long meeting between the king and Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Now the king was very much impressed. Then he said to the governor of Cairo that astakhlishu linafsi, that leave this person alone, now he is going to live with me in the palace. I am going to take his services. Astakhlis means that I am going to take care of, I am going to be his boss. You are no more his boss. So that now from the palace of the governor, now Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam moved to the palace of the king. So the king was impressed by this, and the king said that now you are going to live with me. And then when the king offered him that, you know, I want you to join my cabinet, so Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, yad ij'alni ala khaza'inil ard, make me the finance minister, give me the portfolio of finance. The king was a politician, but he was a good person at heart, a good politician. Hard to find, but this king was one of them. So what he said was that, yes, you know, but he said you have to work under my supervision for 1 year. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam started working under his supervision. But since Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so his character, his akhlaq, his dealing was so clean that the king in 1 year was completely sold to Yusuf. He said, you know what? After 1 year, the king threw a huge gathering. You know, like in something to the something close to, like, you know, when in US we have the president who is inaugurated. So in Washington DC, from here till there, you'll see hundreds and thousands of people who come to witness the inauguration of the president. Something to the same effect, that the king said, I'm going to make a surprise announcement, and this is after 1 year. So his kingdom, right, the people in the kingdom was thinking, what announcement is the king going to make? So when he assembled nearly every person of Egypt, then he called Yusuf and he said that now Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, now from being a finance minister, I'm upgrading his portfolio to be like the prime minister of the kingdom. And then he said, I'm going to take a back seat. I'm going to be the silent president. I'm not going to play any active role, but Yusuf is going to literally run the kingdom. So now Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, now he was literally running the kingdom. Now Quran says that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he did such a wonderful job that in coming 6 years, remember the first year it was probation, he was working as a probation, but the coming 6 years he was preparing for that famine that he had predicted. So this coming 6 years he worked so hard that every person in Egypt has nothing but praise for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this in a small sentence beautifully. Allah said, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنْهَا حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ. That I gave complete authority to Yusuf over Misr, over Egypt. يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنْهَا حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ. Yusuf a.s. had free hand. يَتَبَوَّأُ, free hand. He was person of supreme authority. He can do whatever he would feel good for the people to do. نُصِيبُ بِرَحْمَتِنَا مَنْ نَشَاءُ وَلَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah said, I gave this power to Yusuf, this honor to Yusuf. Why? Why? Because I do not let pious people's act go to waste. Meaning Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam spent so many years in prison with this tawakkul upon Allah that I'm innocent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take me out one day, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower his mercy upon me. So brother, for 6 years Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam worked. Now brothers, those 7 years of good harvest, good rainfall were over. Now came those 7 years of hardship, no water, famine everywhere. From Egypt to Philistine to Syria, famine. First year, when it came, somehow or other people managed. But since Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had made this planning, so people in Misr, you know, they had no shortage of food. But my dear brothers and sisters, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was going to turn the table against the brothers of Yusuf. In Canaan, in Philistine, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam had grown old, and he would literally weep, thinking about Yusuf every day. He wept so much that he lost his eyesight. Now the fame of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam grew. So the brother of Yusuf did not realize that it is Yusuf, their brother, the same baby brother that they had thrown for 40 plus years in the well. Now he's kind of the king of Misr. So they did not realize that he's the same person. All they heard was that there's the king of the new king of Egypt, who is ruling Egypt for the last 6-7 years. He's a very kind-hearted person, very generous. Whoever goes to his palace, he always gives food and whatever is needed. So these 10 brothers, they went to their dad Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, and they said, Dad, if you give us permission, we'd like to go to Cairo and go to this king. He seemed to be a very kind-hearted person. Yaqub said that, well, you 10 brothers can go, but Binyamin cannot. So you 10 go, I'll hold Binyamin. So these 10 people went. Quran says that when they entered the palace of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, arafahum. When Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam saw them, you know, he recognized them, that they are my 10 brothers, step brothers. But these brothers could not recognize Yusuf, because you know Yusuf was 5-6 years old when they had thrown him in the well. Now he's a grown-up man. So they did not recognize him. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam first had a conversation with them. Just like when a traveler or a stranger will come, you'll ask questions. Who are you? Where are you from? You know, back home, what do you guys do? Who is in your family? So he asked these questions. Now Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was 100% sure that they are my brothers, and my real brother Binyamin is back in Canaan, in Philistine. And my mom and dad are still alive, alhamdulillah. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, what brought you here? They said, well, we have brought money. We have come here to buy food. Corn, wheat, rice, other things. Because due to famine in Philistine, you know, we could not find food. So we are here to pay you, but please give us food. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, yes, my rule is that each one of you will get one load of food, load of on a camel, you know. So let's say 10 kg, 30 kg, whatever they had decided at that time, they will take a camel and would load the food on it, and then they will get, they have to pay the money. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, well, how many of you are there? They said 10. So he ordered his people to give them food. So they were giving food. Then when they saw that, you know, this person is so generous, he is selling food, and that also has such a cheap price, so they said that, you know what, we have a brother back home, he could not come because our dad did not let him come. So can you give food for him as well, and we are ready to pay you for him? So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, no, I do not know whether you are lying or you are true, and I don't want to break my rule. Yeah, let's say brother, let's say if he had made this rule that each one of you will get, let's say, 10 kg of rice, 10 kg of wheat and all that. He said, no, I'm not ready to trust you. Yes, go home, bring him. Bring your brother, and I promise that I will give your brother the same, at the same rate. Don't worry. But you have to bring him. And then Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, since he was eager to meet his real brother, he said, I promise that I will give food. And then he said, don't you see that I'm an honest person? So these 10 brothers said that we are willing to bring him, but I don't think that, or we don't think that our dad will give us permission to bring. So Yusuf said, why? Why is that? Why your brother's dad doesn't trust you? Or trust you guys? Oh, it's a long story, but you know, just forget it. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, well, sir, if you want food for your brother, you have to bring him. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, what he did was, he was so eager to meet his brother, and he knew that his brothers, you know, these are kind of wicked people. So what he did was that when these brothers went to relax, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said to his workers that when you give them food, do one more thing, put that money that they have spent in purchasing this food back into their luggage. So not only that I'm giving them food, but I'm putting that money that they have paid me back into their luggage. And Yusuf did this so that when they go home and they'll open their luggage and they'll find that, you know, that, you know, this king is so generous that he put the money back as well. So now they are going to come, definitely going to come next time expecting food plus free food. So they went back. They went to Canaan, back to Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. Now Quran says, Falamma raja'u ila abihim. When they went back to their father Yaqub alayhi salam, now he had become blind. And they narrated the stories of kindness of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. But they said, dad, had you sent Binyamin with us, we would have got his share of food as well. So Munia minnal kail, فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا أَخَانَا نَقْتَلْ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. So they said that, dad, we are willing to go back to Egypt again, and this time, you know, we'll like to take Binyamin with us, you know. So Yaqub said, no. قَالَ هَلْ آمَنُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا كَمَا أَمِنْتُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَخِيمْ. Should I trust you Just like I trusted you earlier, like 40 some years ago. And look, you know, I do not know what you did to Yusuf. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. He said, no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah protect me. I'm never going to do, or I'm not going to do this. So when these 10 brothers were sure that dad is not going to send Binyamin, so they said, you know what, let's open the luggage. So now they started opening their luggage. So Quran said, وَلَمَّا فَتَحُوا مَتَاعَهُمْ. When they started, each one of them, each one among those 10, started opening their luggage. وَجَدُوا بِضَاعَتَهُمْ رُدَّتْ إِلَيْهِمْ. They saw that the money was there in their bag. You know, here's the wheat, for example, rice, and there's a small bag containing the money. So now these 10 brothers became more excited. They went back and they said, Dad, look, this king is so generous that he gave us the food, plus he gave the money back. So now you should send us. Please send Binyamin with us. And they said, وَنَمِيرُ أَهْلَنَا وَنَحْفَظُ أَخَانَا وَنَزْدَادُ كَيْلَ بَعِيرٍ ذَلِكَ كَيْلٌ يَسِيرٌ. And they said, Dad, this is a very, very good deal. You know, we are literally getting food for free. Who will give us food for free in these hard times when there is famine everywhere? Now, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam thought about it. Now, every Nabi is the most compassionate, merciful person. Now, he thought that if I will not let Binyamin go, then what will happen to his share of food? How is he going to survive? And he was pretty sure that his stepbrothers are not going to let him share their food. So then Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he called his 10 sons and said, لَنْ أُرْسِلَهُ مَعَكُمْ حَتَّى تُؤْتُونِي مَوْفِقًا مِنَ اللَّهِ. He said that I'm never going to let you guys take Binyamin until all of you together make a pledge to me, and Allah is the witness, that لَتَأْتُنَّنِي بِهِ إِلَّا أَن يُحَاطَ بِكُمْ, that you are definitely going to bring Yusuf Binyamin back. إِلَّا أَن يُحَاطَ بِكُمْ. Yes, if some natural calamity comes, and that's a different story. فَلَمَّا أَعْتَوْا مَوْثِقَهُمْ. Now all 10 of them together, they said, وَاللَّهِ, you know, we are making a promise in the name of Allah that we are going to bring Binyamin back. فَلَمَّا أَعْتَوْا قَالَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ مَا نَقُلْ وَكِلْ. Then when these 10 brothers took the pledge, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam said to them, وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ مَا نَقُلْ وَكِلْ. O my sons, all 10 of them, remember that you had taken qasam. You had taken qasam in the name of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the witness. You can take Binyamin. With a heavy heart, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam gave permission to his 10 sons to then take Binyamin. But my dear brothers and sisters, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, after he gave permission, he said to his sons, وَقَالَ يَا بَنِيَّ لَا تَدْخُلُوا مِنْ بَابٍ وَاحِدٍ وَدْخُلُوا مِنْ أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرِّقَةٍ. He said, my dear sons, you are 10 young men, good looking, handsome, plus Binyamin is the 11th one. Each one of you is a good looking, handsome person, young. I am fearing that if you will enter into Cairo together, as a caravan together, so people will look at you, all 11 of you, and I fear bad eye on you. You know? So what he said was that وَدْخُلُوا مِنْ أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرِّقَةٍ. The brother, in those days, every city has gates, and people will enter into that city. He said that you should not, all 11 of you, you should not enter into Cairo with one gate, because I fear bad eye on you. So what you do is that use different gates. So for example, two brothers should enter from one gate, two from other, two from this way. So spread out. وَمَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ. Is that I'm doing this to protect you from getting a bad eye, but I trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I put my trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now my dear brothers and sisters, Quran says that walamma dakhalu ala yusufa awa ilayhi akha. When these 11 brothers enter into Cairo, they followed the guidance of their father. They entered into Misr from different doors. Now brother, here if we stop here for a minute, and I would like to mention here that our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one hadith sharif mentioned that al-aynu haqqun, al-aynu haqqun, that black eye is something which is haqq. Haqq means it is true. Don't think that it's just a fiction or some kind of superstition. No, al-aynu haqqun, this nazr-e-bad or black eye is something which is haqq. It happens. So our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught this ummah, you and me, how to protect ourselves and our family members from getting a bad eye, right? And the dua that Rasulullah taught us that you and I should make, right? And then after making this dua, we should blow over us and our family members. And I think most of you already know this, since you are father and mothers, I think you must be making this dua upon your 7 children. And that dua is short, but such a beautiful dua. A'udhu bi kalimatillahi tamma min kulli aynin lamma wa min kulli shaitanin hamma. That's it. Which means that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I take refuge with you from the effect of bad eyes and from the powers of shaitan. Just this much. A'udhu bi kalimatillahi tamma min kulli aynin lamma wa min kulli shaitanin hamma. In one hadith it says a'udhu bi kalimatillahi tammat instead of tamma, tammat. But our Rasulullah sallallahu will himself read this dua to protect himself from getting a bad eye, and Rasulullah sallallahu will read this dua and blow over Hassan and Hussein, Fatima and Ali, his Ahlul Bayt. So the household of Rasulullah sallallahu, you know, they will make this dua for the protection from getting a bad eye. So bad eye, the effect of bad eye, my dear brothers and sisters, is true. Second thing that our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us is that when you see something good in another person, right? You know, like in our, don't say, wow, beautiful, wow. No. As Muslims, we should say either Masha Allah or Barakallahu Feek. You know, Masha Allah means that whatever Allah wishes happen, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to bestow upon you this ni'mah, I'm happy. So Masha Allah means whatever Allah wishes that happens. Allah decided to give you this, I'm happy, brother. And Barakallahu Feek means whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given to you, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase that. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it everlasting. So again, two things. One is that we should read the dua for the protection of from getting bad eye, which is again, A'udhu bi kalimatillahi tamma min kulli aynin lamma wa min kulli shaitanin hamma. That's one thing. Second thing, brothers and sisters, is that when you see something good in another brother, whether money, status, looks, whatever it is, you know, then say Masha Allah or Barakallahu Feek. This way you will be protecting that person from getting a bad eye. This is something that not only the Rasulullah sallam did it, but I'm telling you that, brother, this is in Surah Yusuf, that Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, he is a Nabi, you know, and he is fearing bad eye upon his 11 sons. So that's why he took the protection. He said that do not enter into Misr from one gate. enter from different gates just to protect yourself from getting bad eye from people. So this is what Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam did. So brother, the time is up. So inshallah we'll continue the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam from this point inshallah tomorrow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you and me understand this. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I said earlier, most importantly, enable you and me to learn the lessons which are hidden in the ayat of Surah Yusuf. Subhanallah wa bihamdih, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.